you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Este es su noticiero Univisión con Jorge Ramos e Ilia Calderón.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. No, it's not Univision's national news with Jorge Ramos, but it is an update on what's happening in the world of Spanish language media. Big news, where Grupo Televisa, which is Mexico's largest television network, announced yesterday that it's joining with the U.S. Spanish language broadcaster Univision to form a third company, which will produce content, and its aim is to stream and to broadcast programming to be a global leader in Spanish language media. The new company will be known as Televisa Univision, and we're going to talk about what this means for Spanish language television viewers, for those who get content via streaming services that are aimed at Spanish language audiences, not just in Mexico, in the U.S., but throughout the Spanish-speaking world. Joining us is the president of Rumbout and Company, media advisory and consulting firm that specializes in Spanish language media, Julio Rumbout. Thank you very much for joining us. What are the reasons behind this business marriage?
So, as you all know, living in Los Angeles, I think your listeners are all there, television is basically driven by content. You watch CBS because of a show it has. You watch NBC because of a different show it has. And both players are, first of all, very good content producers. And for many decades now, Univision has had content from Televisa in Mexico, which is excellent, and is produced in Mexican pesos and monetized in U.S. dollars. So they each bring to the table a combination of factors. The first is good content on both sides. The second is incredible production facilities a la Hollywood in Mexico City for Televisa. The third is expertise in Univision's part because of the new management and new owners who are extremely well-versed in taking streaming, making media into streaming. Wade Davis, who came from Viacom. And the ability to combine two companies and on two sides of the ledger, on the sales side, increase sales because of the power, and on the cost side, decrease cost because of the efficiencies.
And the company is going to be based in the United States. What about its potential for programming sold to the rest of the Spanish-speaking world? Or are there significant enough cultural differences country by country that will be challenging?
No, absolutely possible. Right now, Televisa produces soaps, and they're seen not only in Spain and Costa Rica and the obvious players, but they're seen in Bali. They're seen in Japan, dubbed into those languages, of course, because their soap operas have become very universal. You really can't tell it's being done in Mexico because it's done in a modern office or, you know, a certain scene or in a modern house that can be located anywhere in the world.
So in the lot of what they do content-wise, they're trying to avoid specific national cultural references that would make it not travel so well elsewhere?
No, because you can have a certain movie that's set somewhere, and, you know, it's fine set in Mexico City or it's fine set in Havana. But the general gist of it is to produce world content that's good for worldwide consumption. So besides the two biggest Spanish speaking markets in the world are Mexico and the U.S. The two highest GDPs are in those two countries. And the most advertising dollars in those countries. Besides that, the programming presently appeals and will further appeal to all Spanish-speaking markets. But it goes past that. As I mentioned earlier, you see Televisa programming in Bali, Well, as they do more programming, have more efficiencies, it's going to cross the lines. There'll be crossover programming, even to the U.S. English market. You remember a show called Betty the Ugly?
Yeah.
It was originally a Colombian soap opera called Betty la Fea.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think the lines are blurring, and the whole thrust of it is this. As you know, Netflix and Prime Video from Amazon are very, very, very successful. The broadcasters have kind of lagged behind and are now rushing to streaming, since streaming works very well. So they're taking their content and looking for new avenues. Well, the first one to make the big move is Televisa Univision. Comcast, Telemundo, which owns NBC and Telemundo, maybe next. And you're going to see some other combinations of major U.S. or world broadcasters combining with other Spanish-speaking production companies that exist in Mexico and other countries, and doing more programming that is, first of all, of appeal to Spanish-speaking people around the world, but also of appeal to the general market or markets anywhere in the world.
We're talking with Julio Rumbaut, who is a media advisor and consultant, also joining us from Texas Christian University, Associate Professor of Journalism Melita Garza. She's author of They Came to Toil, Newspaper Representations of Mexicans and Immigrants in the Great Depression. But of course, we're talking about what's a very contemporary media story. Professor Garza, thank you very much for being with us. The mention was just made of Telemundo, which, of course, is owned by NBC Universal. What are the implications for that other major Spanish-language U.S. broadcaster?
Well, the bottom line is that Televisa Univision will have a much bigger arsenal in which to fight off the competition from Telemundo. So that's number one. But I think overall the whole merger, if you will, has to be considered in light of both historical, technological, and changing consumer preferences. So historically, of course, Televisa has been at the outset from the leader of the development of Spanish language television in the United States, starting in 1961 with the development of Spanish international television with the unfortunate acronym of SIN, or without in Spanish, or obviously sin in English. But anyway, maybe that's a tie-in to the telenovela concept. And then so there has been this relationship over the years, and it may be at this time that this recipe of division of resources may finally be the one that works in terms of allowing Univision the resources to develop content autonomously. At the beginning of the relationship, there was a stranglehold in some respects of Mexican content imposed on U.S. audiences, and I think that is one strength that will help propel Univision in its competitive battle with Telemundo.
What about production of programs here in the United States? For Spanish-speaking viewers, what do audience surveys say about, you know, what sorts of programming they're looking for? I'm wondering if, for example, there's more appeal of dramatic productions that are set elsewhere in the Spanish-speaking world, or is there the hunger among audiences to see Spanish-speaking programming done here in the U.S., set in immigrant communities, for example? What do we know about that audience and what they're looking for?
I don't have any empirical data on that other than to say that some of the biggest or most popular programs on Netflix have been programs from Spain, for instance. So that's one thing. So I think there is a lot of crossover appeal, but I think there's also a domestic audience that's increasingly looking for some of its own original Latin American content, if you will. It's both American and Latin.
The telenovelas have been the cash cow for Spanish-language U.S. broadcasters, and I know elsewhere in the world that the investment in the productions can reap, with a hit telenovela, huge profits. But for younger audiences, what are they seeking out, and what, perhaps beginning on streaming services, Spanish-language streaming services, are the kinds of programs that would connect with them?
Well, that's a great question, and that goes to the changing consumer preferences. The standard telenovela recipe that's been so popular and that seems to have worked so well may not necessarily be what younger cohorts of viewers in the United States are particularly interested in, and there's some indications that that is not the case. So what programming can Univision come up with that will appeal to the new generations?
Is that something where you think they're likely going to take a cue from U.S. programming and what young Americans generally are going after? Or are there culturally specific kinds of programming that maybe is working in other Spanish-speaking countries that has not yet been explored here?
Well, I think this is the issue with the technological change that I referenced also, which is the streaming services allowing so much competition, not just from, say, Telemundo, but from Spain and from other countries, so that now I was speaking just this morning with one young Mexican-American first-generation college graduate, and she said her parents, who are immigrants from Mexico, no longer even watch the broadcast stations. They only watch Netflix. So these are Spanish language dominant people. That's not an intensive survey, but I think we're also seeing that technology is driving fueling this creation of different kinds of programming that perhaps wouldn't have seen, well, clearly wouldn't have seen the light of day under the old network system.
We'll continue our conversation with Texas Christian University Associate Professor of Journalism, Melita Garza. Also with us, Julio Rumbaut, who's the president of his own media advisory and consulting firm specializing in Spanish language media. We're talking about the merger of Univision, based in the U.S., which has Channel 34 here in Los Angeles, one of the nation's first Spanish-language broadcasters, and Televisa, which is based in Mexico City. We'll continue in just 1 minute. You have questions for our expert guests. We're at 866-893-KPCC. Back in a moment. We're talking about the impact on viewers of Spanish language programming, the merger of Univision and Televisa. The programming has been shared by the two entities for some time, but this enables them to combine on streaming services, efforts to develop programming that'll be more attractive to younger viewers of Spanish language programming. You have questions for our guests. We're at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. Julio Rumbaut, let's talk about the rise of Netflix. Professor Garza was just mentioning that. And is that one of the biggest threats that even over-the-air broadcasters face, is that Netflix is affordable enough that maybe it's reaching penetration in Spanish-speaking countries that cable was never able to reach?
So looking at what Dr. Garza said from an empirical point to a real-life, real-world business point, let's look at the history of Spanish programming in the U.S., for example. And when Televisa, which you mentioned, SIN and SICC, first started, they were filling a desperate immigrant need for Spanish-language programming, started by Mexican consumers, followed by Puerto Ricans, followed by Cubans, the people who have come in to the United States over the past decades. Then as these people became more Americanized, became more bilingual, their taste changed, but they were able to both see a soap opera, watch a newscast, their program expanded and their taste expanded, still within the Spanish language world. As they became second generation and third generations, the general market programming became very interesting to them, what ABC and CBS were offering. And that is why Univision and Telemundo and other companies started doing shows that were general market shows in Spanish. Mira Quien Baila, it's a dance show, as you know, it's a competition that exists in the English market, the general market. Then the streaming services came about, and that's what this is all about. This is about traditional broadcasters needing to get into the streaming business, which takes two major things, content and money. So if you, Dr. Garza and I, wanted to start a network and go streaming, great, we may have some great programming, but we need money. That is why the combination of Televisa and Univision, which has put in billions into this deal, is so important. Comcast, which, you know, we shouldn't just ignore, is a very well-resourced company. They have a tremendous, tremendous arm, tentacle in the Spanish market with Telemundo. And they also need to move forward into that. So does Viacom. So does every single traditional broadcaster. So when you say Netflix has become more important, it's because they're offering, Netflix is programming to the world. A Spanish soap opera or a Spanish series from Spain does well in Spain, but does well in other places because it's dubbed into the English language, for the United States, for example. But it's a very traditional, it's a very world universal theme that they're doing a great production around.
Professor,
so the lines are blurring. The lines are blurring from streaming, from broadcasting. The lines are blurring as far as taste. We're really moving to a universal channel. We're going to be able to see on Netflix, on the television streaming, with Univision, you know, a myriad of things that will be available over the air, on cable, on streaming, et cetera, et cetera.
I saw, it's just sort of interesting trivia, if I read this correctly, that the Azcárraga family founded originally both Televisa and Univision before Univision went off on, you know, with other ownership. But is that right, that the roots are the same family?
Yes, the Azcárraga family basically had a partner in the United States, an individual who started what's called, what she mentioned, Dr. Garza, SIN, the Spanish International Network, SIN, as she referred to the acronym, and SICC, S-I-C-C, Spanish International Company something, which were the television stations. They ran into some problems with the FCC and foreign ownership, and Hallmark, believe it or not, came to buy the stations and bought them and ran them for a while and owned them. So yes, they took a very basic concept, which is still valid today, the Mexican programming produced in pesos and monetized in dollars in the U.S. and around the world.
Adeval writes on the Air Talk page, despite my parents being from Mexico, they really don't watch Univision anymore. They feel like the content just hasn't been that great. They mostly use Netflix now and CNN for news, very little Univision. That's Adeval writing on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I want to thank our guests, Melita Garza, Associate Professor of Journalism at Texas Christian University, and Julio Rumbaut, President of Rumbaut and Company Media Advisory and consulting firm specializing in Spanish language media. We have much more to come in the second hour of Air Talk. I'll tell you about it momentarily, but I want to remind you our 19th annual Film Week Academy Awards preview is this coming Sunday, live, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, coming to your house. All you have to do is visit kpcc.org/in-person and get your ticket. We hope to see you there Sunday afternoon. What's been a great year for films, even though we couldn't go to movie theaters to see them. Let's talk about them together.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.